We're holding the Gemara, the Kuf Chaf Dalad Amid Beis, five lines in the bottom. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel, Megufas Chavis Shenechteta, a cover of a barrel that was cut off. So now, as long as it's a barrel and it's a cover, it's connected, it goes together, so it's a kli. Now that it's a Shever kli, is it still permissible to be moved? So the Gemara Mutal Talta B'Shabbos, you're allowed to move the magufa, which is the seal, you're allowed to move the barrel, it still has a shame clean. Mutal letal to b'shabes. Tani nami yochi magufa shenechteto. He v'shvareho. Not just allowed to move the cover, the seal, but also shards and pieces of this magufa are also mutal letal to b'shabes. V'lo yispeis b'meno shever lechases bo yisakli. But you cannot take the barrel now and start trimming it and smoothing it in order to take pieces that are like permeating, that are protruding from there, to use them as a covering. Because now you're being makabe patish. Now you're smoothing it out. Now you're creating this kli, so to speak. So even though you want to use it, but that's something that you're doing, that's makabe patish, that will be forbidden to do on Shabbos. That's a melocha. Makabe patish. Or to use it to hold up a bed that's missing a leg, you need a piece to even something out. Now, the reason why the shvarim, the megufa that's nechtato and the shvareha mutalatalto, zogt Rashi, why? After all, you can't use it anymore to fill something in there. It's not a seal. Zogt Rashi, no, the chazilik kusemone. You still can use it for a different covering. You can take this magufa and now use it to cover your chalent pot. You can use it for something else.
And the shards also, you said?
And the shards you can also use to cover. L'chisuimona. And that was indeed the original function. It was a kisui. So it's me'e malachta rishoinak upon him. But we see that it still has a function and it's not mukza. However, to start smoothing out the shards that are protruding, that already zogdrashi is makabe patish. But if, let's say, you take the magufa, this seal, and you dump it in the garbage, then osir, zog drashi, because botlam yiteres kli, then it's a din bittel, you're being mevatel the teres kli. Throwing it in the garbage is the biggest proof that you're being mevatel the shem kli, so then you can't use it anymore. Mask of Rav Papa, if that's the case, anytime you throw something in the garbage, you mevatel the shem kli. El miyato, zog le glime, if you take your jacket and you put it in the garbage, so you're going to tell me it's not a kli anymore? Of course it's still a jacket. If it's still it's a glima, why would it be mevatel l'shem kli on Shabbos if you throw it in the ashba? You can't move it, it becomes mukta. Hochanami da osa, elom rapopa, dafkuch hofeo med aleph. It depends as follows. Im zolkom mi ba'oid yoim la'ashba, if you threw it in the daytime, meaning before the onset of Shabbos, so then you're ready, you're megaladazok drashi before Shabbos, then it's not a mona. So then it's also to move on Shabbos. Meaning, if you throw it on Shabbos itself into the garbage, so a mukta lechatzi Shabbos, the Mishraim say. So that's why it would not become mukta, because a mukta lechatzi Shabbos, at the beginning of Shabbos, it was a mukta. But if zorkim yibo'oyim, if you throw it in the daytime, meaning before Shabbos, so then you're megaladas, then it's not a kli, so then it's taka osa. Because the whole vart, why it was still considered a kli, it was agav oviv, agav the aviyah, agav the kli itself. It was a megufa, it was agav. So kolzman, it was not in the garbage, so you can still look at it. It was a cover for the original chavis. Now it could be a cover to cover something else. But once you threw it into the garbage, you're separating it, you're severing the connection as a covering to the chavis, because you threw it in the garbage. It's not mukhan agav the kli anymore. So now taki mevatlin teres kli. Masha'enke, when it comes to a clothing, when it comes to a glima, you can take a glima and throw it in the garbage. It's not going to make it always kli. It's still a kli. It's batla daite, it's kolodom. That's not going to mevatlin the same kli. It's still going to remain a kli. Buy something which is only a kli agav. It's only some mucham agav the kli, meaning the magufa. So then when you put it in the garbage, you lose that connection. It's severed, so to speak. It's his battle, that connection. It's still a kli. You find a beautiful coat in the garbage, a mink coat in the garbage, is not going to be a kli. Of course it's still going to be a kli. So mele, glim is not going to be his battle.
On Shabbos, it's still
there. On Shabbos, emukzel chatzi Shabbos. So then even by a magufa would not be potel. No. But if you put it before Shabbos in the garbage, so by a glim, it's not going to be a battle it. But by this, it would be because it only had its same kli, because it was only Muchan Agav, the original kli. Mashiach is something that's Be'etzim a kli. So it doesn't need something else to make it into kli. The glima is a kli, so then putting it in the garbage is not going to make it, oh, it's kli. There's a question in Nachronim, I think Kivega is a suffix. If let's say on Shabbos you find something in the garbage, so now you now is it mukta or not? Is it mukta? You find something in the garbage that's questionable now. When was it placed in the garbage? Was it placed in the, on Shabbos and then a mukta lechatzis Shabbos? Was it placed before? You work with chazakas de mikora. That's a question on its own. I mean, there's also, I have to understand what the Gemara is having in the Maskon is, meaning, was the Gemara going to as bittel, like we started off? Dr. Rashi, when you throw it into the garbage, you butt the mitar is clear. And the Maskon, the Gemara is saying that it's not muchan anymore. It's not muchan agav the clear when it's separated from the clean that's in the garbage. Not because of bittel. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omar Bar Hamduri, Omar Shmuel. Kumi Yoisha Machzeles. If you have little strands, strings coming out of a mat, so those are separated from the mat, what exactly can you do with those strings? Zok the Mora Mutal Taltlam Shabbos. Little reeds coming out of the Machzeles. Depends what it's made out of. It's an old mat. You have reeds coming out, you have strings coming out. What are you going to do with those? Mutal Taltlam Shabbos. They're not Muktzah. My time, Omar Rove Baramduri, Omar Rove Baramduri Azwili. Baramduri, explain me why. The reason is, Machzeles Gufa Lamai Chazi Lechsuya Be'afro. What's the purpose of the Machzeles and the mat? To cover offer, to cover dust, or to cover tzoya, or in order that the dust shouldn't come up, so you use it to keep it down. Haninami Chazin Lechsuya Be'ti Neufis. So even the remnants, the things that came out, the Krumiyos of the Machzeles, the reeds or the strands, those can also be used to cover tinoifis. So it has an original function, which seems to imply clearly you need me'ein malachta navishoina. So in that Tosis clearly says, the second Tosis, l'rafcha de milsa mefarish hochi. It's l'rafcha de milsa that the mechzelis is to cover, so the krumis could also be the cover. Afkav d'loi boi, me'ein malachta rishoina. You don't have to have me'ein malachta rishoina, because I'm rav nachman le'el, it could be any malacha. It doesn't have to be the original function. First it was held to hold oil, and now it's held, it's used to cover, if you have the shvarim of a keres. So when the Gemara says, it's me'ein malachta rishoina, zoktais is lav dafka. Other rishoinim argue, the Rajba clearly says, that since over here, it's such an invaluable item, it's krumir shel machzeles, it's something that's totally not used, it's totally bottled, the shame clear from it. So only because it still has an original function, it's not bottled the shame clear. Here you need me'ein malachta rishoina because it's so insignificant. So Zokta Rajma, here it's bedafka, not like Tais. Tais says lav dafka. The Rajma, other rishoinim say that it's dafka. Zokta Gemara, Omer Rav Zeira, Omer Rav, Shiorei Pruzmiyois. That means you have leftover remnants coming out from a talis. So also the talis of Shabbos, you can't move that anymore. Pieces of a talis that ripped off. Why is it mukta? We're talking about those remnants that are not gimel by gimel. Since it's not gimel by gimel, the lechazi loy lanim veloy lashirim, it's not functional for anyone. Not for an usher, but even for an oni, that gimel by gimel is a patch for him, but here it's not gimel by gimel, so mele not even roy for an oni. Now, the Ravid says that over here we don't say that l'chayr, we said before, krum yishel machzeles. It's roy to l'chasos by something, so say the prusmiyos of a talis you can use to be machasa. Yes, it can't be a patch. It's not gimel by gimel. But why can't it be machasa? He's saying before, but right? So that's Machlekes Rashi and Tosis. Tosis Taka says, Rashi Taka says, it's so not choshev, it's so insignificant, so you need the original function. So over here, you need the original function to cover. You're right. They're not gimel or gimel, but the Rashi will be very geschmack. But let's say in Tosis, they don't need it because you always can have not melech to mishayna. So then, L'chayr, why over here do you have to say that it's not gimel or gimel, it's not functional? L'chayr could always be used to cover. So Zok the Ravid, that over here, since we're talking about a talis, talis is a talis shal mitzvah, it's a bizarre to use it for cover. You can't just use it to cover tinoifers, to cover tzoya. But you're saying a very gishmak. You're saying, according to the Rajba, because it's insignificant, you need meim alach tivishoyna, so the Gemara is very meduktuk. Dafke gimel agimel, not gimel agimel. It doesn't have the shem kisui. So man, it's not a talis anymore. Zok the Gemara vayte tonu rabbonon, shivrei tanu yoshon. If you have remnants of broken shards of a Tanu Yoshon. Tanu Yoshon means a Tanu that was once already utilized. It was husak. It was used and it was burnt out. It was used to bake in. So it's a Tanu Yoshon. Harein kechola kelim anitolim b'chotzer. It has a regular din of all kelim that are not mukta and allowed to be metalt in the chotzer. Divrei Meir. Because shivrei Tanu Yoshon is a din of all kelim. It can be moved. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, eini tolin. It's also to metaltal. You can't move them. Hey, Rabbi Yosi, Mishum Rebeloz Ben Yankov, Mishum Rebeloz Ben Yankov, Al Shivrei Tanur Yoshon, Sheni Tolin B'Shabbos. Meaning he was made like Remeir, that Shivrei Tanur could be moved on Shabbos in the Chotzer because it's mutal metaltal. Valki Suyov, and another thing he was made, that the covering of the Tanur, Shein Atzoich Beis Yad, you don't have to have a handle. You might think only if it has a handle. Only then is it mutar l'taltal, because then it's a shame kli. He was made that the kisui could be moved even without a beis yad. So we have a machlokes Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda legabe shivrei tanur yoshon. Is it mutar l'taltal? Is it also l'taltal? Zog the Gemara. What's he said? The machlokes. The ma'akum iflegi. What's the machlokes Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda? Omer Abaye. So there's two truths. The first teretz Abaye says Omer Abaye. Ba'oisin me'ein melocha ve'ein ma'oisin me'ein melachton kumiflegihi. The machlekes gufa is, if the shivrei kel, the shivrei tanur, could you still utilize them with its original function? So then it would be considered me'ein melachton. Or no, you can only use a new function. So Rabbi Yehuda shitosoi. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to have me'ein melachti v'shoino since the oven was used to bake. And now the shvarim cannot bake in there. You can only use the shvarim to cover as a kisui. So it's not me'ein melachti v'shoino. So mele, it's also the taltal, it's mukta. So v'oz Rabbi Yehuda tamei. Rabbi Yehuda that requires there has to be me'ein melachti v'shoino. And since it doesn't have the original function, it's also the taltal. V'ramei letamei that says you don't need melachti v'shoino. As long as it's roi for any melacha, Even though the original melacha was to bake and out of melacha is only to cover, that's considered that it's mutal tiltal, and mele it's not called mukta, and that's remeya l'shitosai. So that's the first teretz of the Gemara Abaya, the machlokes remeya and Rabbi Yehuda. On that, Rava has a kasha, mask lo Rava, ihochi, if the machlokes is the machlokes the gabe shivre kelim, so admiflegi b'shivre tanur, why do we say this machlokes b'shivre tanur? Liflege b'shivre kelim b'alma. What's the unique about the machlokes in shivrei tanur? Let the machlokes be regular shivrei kelim. Do shivrei kelim, are they still mutal taltal as long as it's roi for any malacha? Or it's also the taltal if it's not roi, l'malach to rishoyno? That should be the machlokes. So because of this kasha, Rava says a whole new pshat in the machlokes in shivrei tanur. Zokti gemara, elo marova b'shivrei dehai tanur k'miflegi. The machlokes is shvarim of a very specific tanur. The tanur that we have, legabe the Mishnah Kalim, legabe sugi of tum and tyra, the tanan, state in Mishnah Kalim, that nosnoi al piabor, legabe the din of tumas tanur. The tanur is only mekabel tuma if it's a kli. A kli is mekabel tuma. So let's say you take this tanur. Tanur is a circular cylinder that you place it on the ground, you light it on the bottom, and now the cylinder is heated up. Whatever you place in the cylinder, you put pita breads on this on the walls, so that warms it up. That's masik. The hasok of the tanur is baking the bread. Now, let's say you don't place it on the ground with the fire below, but rather you place it in a pit. And how is it standing in midair? You place a rack on the side of the wall between the outside of the cylinder and the pit's wall and the bar's wall. So like this, it doesn't fall. It's so to speak, it can stand in midair because the rack is holding it in place. But it's not on the ground, but rather you light the fire on the ground and now it's heating up the tanur from below. That is the case of the tanur that we're referring to, the tanan. Nos noy al pi abor. If you place this cylinder, this tanur, on the opening of the pit, or al pi adus, or in a chafira that you dug, the nos an shom even, and you place this rack between the walls of the bar and the outside of the cylinder of the tanur, so it should stay in place and it should not fall down. So Over here, there's a machloikus if it's mekabel tumah, if it's a kli or not. Reb Yehuda Omer, it depends. Im masik milmato vu nisik milmalo. If you light the fire below on the bar, and the heat rises and it warms up this cylinder, this tanur, so then it's considered a shame tanur. It's considered a kli and it's mekabel tumah. Meaning the heat rises and all you need, you only require a small little stone to keep it in place, so there isn't a large gap between the wall of the outside of the cylinder, the tanur, and the bar's wall, so there's no room for the heat to escape, so it remains warm. In such a case, so then the tanur is considered close to the karka, because it's heated up from the karka, it's considered a part of the karka, so then it's tomei, it's mekabel tumah. Then it's a kli. V'im lav, but if the tanur is not heated up in such a fashion, meaning you can only heat it up if you place the fire in the actual tanur itself, like a regular tanur. Regular tanur, you don't place it in a bar and the fire is below. But the tanur could only be heated up if the fire is in the tanur itself. So then this tanur, in this situation, is not mekabel tumah. And if, let's say, something tomei touches it, so then it's tar. So v'im lav, then it's tar. So that's a Rabbi Yehuda's shita. It depends if it gets heated up in such a fashion or not. V'chachomim omrim, hoil, since v'husak, meaning, since it's already a tanner that was once upon a time heated, it was husak once, so mikol makom tomei, so then it's tomei in any instance, in any way and fashion that you light it up. It doesn't make a difference if the hasok is in the bar below or if the hasok is in the tanner itself. Once it's the tanner that's yoshon, then it's mikol makom tomei, it's always mekabel tumah, it's a shame tanner. So that means Reb Yehuda holds it's only a mekabel tumah if we look at it, that it's a chelik of the karka. If it's carved to the karka, then it gets heated up from the karka, so then it's mekabel tumah. Bashenken, according to Rabbonon, either way, it's considered mekabel tumah. So mela, it's always called a kli. And that would be the nafkamina, that if you take this shever, the shever tanur, a lot of be metaltin or not, is it considered shivik kelim or not shivik kelim? So what's the yisurin of machlekes? Zok demora, b'mai kumifli, what's the machlekes? B'hai kro, the machlekes in the posuk, state in the posuk, tanur v'kiraim yutatz, t'meim heim, u'tmeim yulachem, meaning, a tanur, and a kiraim that became tomei. The only way to be metar if it's a klicheres is yutatz. Yutatz is much more than regular breaking at shvira. Yutatz means taking a bulldozer and making a netitza. So the machlekes is, how do you dash in this posuk? Reb Yehuda Sovar, from the fact that the pasuk calls it yutatz, which is a loshen that is shaykh to breaking something that's mechubel karka, yutatz connotes breaking something that's mechubel karka. A bulldozer, you don't break a kli. A bulldozer, you break something that's a binyan, that's mechubel karka. So when it says in the Torah yutatz, it's referring to something that is shaykh to mechubel karka. So we learn over here, mechutz netitza. Only a tanner that is mechubel karka, that's lacking the netitza, meaning it's mechubel karka, or it's close to be mechubel karka, meaning if it's hanging in midair, but it's still warmed up from the karka, so then it's shaykh by netitza, because the lashon netitza is shaykh to something that's mechubel karka. Only then is it tomei. It's roil kabel tumah, and mechudesh kedin, that by tanur, it's roil kabel tumah when it's mechubel karka. So if it's warmed up by the hesek of the bar, so it's carved to be mechuber, that's considered mechuber to the karka, so then it's mekabel tumah. Bashengen a tanur that doesn't have a chibur to the karka, so then it's not heated up by the bar below, so it's not called mechuber to the karka. She'en mechus in the titza, but if it's not lacking the titza, meaning it doesn't require the titza because it's not mechuber to the karka, so then it's not shaykh netitza, so mela, it's not mechuber to the karka, so then it doesn't have a shame of tanur yutatz. So then it's takator. Because the pasuk says, yutatz is mekabel tumah. But if it doesn't have a din of yutatz, then it's takator. That's a beauty shita. The Rabbonon Savri, no. Rabbonon hold, since it says an additional, the pasuk continues after the word yutatz. It says, t'meim heim, u'tmeim yulachem. So after it says, t'meim heim, it is a repetition, it says, t'meim yulachem. It's telling me, t'meim yulachem mikol mokoyim. It's telling me that it's mekabel tumah in any instance. Even if the tanur is not mechuba lekarka, and even if it's far from the ground, and even if it's not heated up by the hasaka that's below in the bar, still it says tmei milachem that it's mekabel tuma. So then even not mechuba lekarka, stating in the pasuk tmei milachem mikol mokrim, that it's also mekabel tuma. So the certain machlokes is, does it have to be mechuba lekarka? Does it have to be a yutat stika tanur to mekabel tuma? Or even if it's tmei milachem mikol mokrim, even if it's not mechuba lekarka, it's mekabel tuma. So Dr. Gemara, so what does each man the Omar do with the Pasuk that the other one uses? What does Rabbana do with the Pasuk Yutatz? And what does Abiyuda do with Tmeimi Lechem Mikol Makom? So Dr. Gemara, Rabbana Nami, according to the Chachomim, that Argan Abiyuda state, Hoksiv Yutatz. So the Chayiv, it says Yutatz, it's Mashma, that has to be Mechubel Kaka Dafka. So Dr. Gemara, Hahu, the Pasuk of Yutatz is telling me, Le'idach Yisa, it's telling me another din, Fakert. It's telling me a Chumra that even a Tana that's mechuba lekarka is mekabel tuma. You might think the Sagadait Chamina. You might think Kaven the Chavrei Ba'ara. Something that's mechuba lekarka is usually not mekabel tuma. A clear is mekabel tuma. Mechuba lekarka is usually not mekabel tuma. Of them state the Chiddush that a Tana or even mechuba lekarka is mekabel tuma. Rabbonin say, of course, not mechuba lekarka is mekabel tuma. But even mechuba lekarka is mekabel tuma, and that's what you need yutatz for. Not just tmei mekol mokrim, but even yutatz is mekabel tuma. Even mechuba lekarka, you might think, Kevin, the chavrei ba'ara, so mela is kegufa the ara domi. It's like a part and parcel of the karka, and karka is not mekabel tuma. Kamash v'lon, that it's not like a regular bayi. It says mechuba lekarka, that's not mekabel tuma. The Tanner has a special qualification that even though it's mechuba lekarka, usually mechuba lekarka is not mekabel tuma, that you might think Kevin the chavrei ba'ara kegufa the ara domi, and it would not be mekabel tuma. Kamash v'lon, it's mekabel tuma. Stated in Yutatz that even mechuba lekarka, a Tanner has netitza, meaning it's mekabel tuma, and it needs a tyrel de netitza. Netitza gufa means that's mekabel tuma. So we explained what Rabbanan do with the pasuk of Yutatz. Nafek the Gemara, v'idoch nami, and what does Abiyuda do with the pasuk of Tmei Melechem Mekol Mokoyim, which is mashma that's mekabel tuma even by not mechuba lekarka, even if it's hanging, removed from the karka. V'idoch nami, hoksiv Tmei Melechem, which is a ribui, is tell mashma lechoy that even not mechuba lekarka is mekabel tuma. So the Gemara, hi, k'de Rav Yudo Mashmuel. You need this pasuk of Tmei Milchem for the din of Rav Yudah Meshmuel. The Omer Rav Yudah Meshmuel, Machloikis, the Machloikis of Yudah Chachomim, is Behesek Rishon, meaning an oven that's ignited the first time. The first time it's lit is Al Pi Abar. So we hear Rav Yudah holds that a tanur that's Husak, and it's not Mechuba Lekarka the first time, so it does, it's not become a Kli Lekabel Tuma if it doesn't get heated up from the ground below. It's not Yutatz Dik. Aval Behesek Sheni, but if it was once upon a time ignited, it was once used already, it was once already lit, and it was Husak already, so then it once it became a shame Kli because it was once lit already, it was Husak, so even now you take it, and it's not mechuba lekarka, and you hang it on the neck of a gomel, afilu toli b'tzav a gomel, it's not mafkia the shame kli that it had because it was mekabel tuma when it was once upon a time a mechuba lekarka and it was husak. So now the only time it's tar is until you do the ma'aseh netitza. So then once it's ready husak the first time, avdem shteit the pasuk of tmei milchem mekol mokrim that it's the special rebuy of the kvelis of tmei milchem mekol mokrim that it's tomei even though it's hanging on the neck of the tzavra of the gomel because it's not a hasak rishon, it's the husak pam sheni. So once it's ready husak pam rishon, so then it remains tomei even if it's hanging on the tzavra of the gomel, and that's a rebuy of tmei milchem. Zok the gemara omaula the hesig rishon rabbonon, something that's lit the first time. According to the Rabbanon that learned a special ribui, that it doesn't have to be lit up and heated up from the karka. But even if it's not mechuba lekarka, it's mekabel tuma. So the hesek rishon according to the Rabbanon is afilu toli b'tzav gomel. Even the first time around that it's husak, it doesn't have to be mechuba lekarka. It doesn't have to be heated up from the karka. It can even be hanging on the tzav gomel. It doesn't have to be something to the karka all according to Rabbanon. It's mekabel tuma because tmei milchem, that's good for the yisoid of Rabbanon. So this is the yisoid of machloikas. Meaning, Rav is explaining the machloikas, the original machloikas remain Rabbi Yehuda. If shivrei tanu yoshan are like kol hakelim anitolim b'chotzer, Rabbi Yehuda says they're not nitil, and Rav Meir said they are. So we're saying now, Rav is saying that this is the machloikas. Meaning, this shvarim of this tanur, that's not mechuba lekarka, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not considered a kli that's mekabel tuma, and it's taka not mutar letaltel because it's not a kli. But and the shvarim fashetzicha also letaltel. But according to chachomim, that it's such a tanner is considered a kli mekabel tuma. So adin the it's considered a shame kli. It's a mekabel tuma. It's a shame kli. So adin the kli is mutar letaltel, and who adin the shvarim are mutar letaltel. And that's how Rove understands the machlokes why it's by shivrei tanu yoshon. If it's kelim kol hakelim anitolin, according to Meir, and according to Abuda, it's anitolin. I've definitely the Gemara. Maskiv lo Rav Ashi ihochi. If the machlokes from Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is by the tilchel of the shivrei tanu yoshon, so oy bazoi, and we're talking about that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not called a kli because it's hanging in the bar, but it's not being heated up by the bottom of the fire below. So why is the machlokes by shivrei tanur adimiflige by shivrei tanur? Why is the machlekes by shivrei tanur liflik b'tanur gufa? Let the machlekes gufa be by tanur itself. Is this tanur a kli or is it not a kli? That is the machlekes. Is the tanur that's hanging, spanning in the middle of the bar, and it's heating up from below, and it's not considered mechub lekarka, it contributed, it's not a kli. Why is the machlekes by shivrei tanur? Let the machlekes be by tanur itself. Zok di Gemara, why should the machlekes be by tanur itself? Because hashtod tanur gufa. If the tanner itself, according to Abida, is not a mona, because it's not a kabbal tumah, so it's not a kli, and that's why it's also the tiltel. So shvarim iboya, you need to tell me that the shvarim are also the tiltel. Even a tanner, according to Abida, is also a tiltel. So why is the machlokes by shvarim? Let Abida say that the tanner is also a tiltel. So because of this kasha that Ravashi is asking, Zokti Gemara, Elom Ravashi, lo oilom kedamor mikoro. We're going back to the original teretz that we said before, meaning the teretz of Abaya. The machlekes was, machlekes remain Rabbi Yehuda is, do you need melachtoi harishoina, or even if it's any melacha, but it doesn't have to be melachtoi harishoina. And that's machlekes if the tanur doesn't have a function anymore of warming up, but it could be used to cover something as a kisui. So do you need melachtoi harishoina? That's going to Rabbi Yehuda, so mele, it's also the tatl, it's not a kli, it's mukta. And according to Meir, it doesn't need melachtoi harishoina. And that would be the pshat in the shivrei tanur yoshon. Elom Ravashi, lo oilom kedamor mikoro. The machlokes, like Abaye said, it's a machlokes in Lishitosom, remain a beauty if you need malachtim shoin or not. And we're talking about uba oise maise tafko. We're talking about that the shvarim, we're talking about the shards are ein chanami, they're able to be used to bake. Meaning, we're not stam saying that it's not malachtim shoin at all. The original malacha was a tanu, it was used to bake. Cook and bake inside. So now the shards you're also using, you're utilizing to bake. But you're using them in a very interesting way. You're not using them stam as a cover. You're using them to bake. How do you bake in a shard of an oven? You put something in there, you stoke a fire under it, and you place something inside this shard. It's sitting in there. So mele, you can bake in there. So mele, ba'oise maise tafko. It still has the functions. Zok Rashi, Maisa Tafka, in the middle of Diva Masra, Kedamon Mikoro, Re'efim Shekoyin Tuvlish, Shemasikin Oysen V'Oyfim Ben, Kach Shvorim Elu Rechovim, they're wide Shvorim, Umiya Elam Toich, they don't have an actual base Kibul Asikom, Bibifnim, that you can place the fire inside, but it's Mibachutz, Kere'efim, you can place the fire below. A regular Tanur, the fire is inside. So that's considered one type of Tanur. Here it's similar to the original function, and that is the machloikas. Is that considered Me'e Malachli Rishon or not? Is Oysa Maisa Tafka, the fact that it Lamaisa bakes, but it's not like the original oven, because it's a different, it sits a different way, it's not the fire within, so Me'e, is that called Me'e Malachli Rishon or not? Zakti Gemara, Rameya saying, Ledvorav de Rabbi Yehuda, Ka'omar. He's saying, according to you, Rabbi Yehuda, that you need Me'e Malachti Rishoino. So he's saying as follows, Lididi, Afil Boise Me'e Malacha. According to me, the Shvarim can be used just as a covering. It doesn't have to have any connection to the original Malacha of Afia, of baking. Any Malacha is good. But Lididchu, Elididoch, according to you, you need Malachti Rishoino. So Oidle Mio, the Chai Gavna Malachti U. This is considered Malachti Rishoino. Originally, the tanner was meant for baking, and now it's also, you can bake in there. Yes, the fire is not within it, but Lamaisi, you can bake. You can bake with the fire being below it in a different fashion, but it's called Malachti Rishoino. On that, Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda, loy domi. You can't compare this to the original afia that you had in the tanner and afia that you're utilizing in the shivrei tanner. Why? Awesome, two differences. Awesome, a seikim ibifnim. By a tanner, the fire is within. Over here, the fire is outside. It's just below the shard, you're placing a fire. So that's a different type of tanur. So it's not kum lachti b'shoina. Another difference, by the tanur when it was a regular tanur afiyah, so you place the pita breads mu'umid. You slap them against the wall, they're standing up straight, so they're vertically standing, so me'mela, that's called mu'umid. You madbik the pas betanur in the tfanis of the tanur. That's how you oifa. That's one type of afia. Mashenkin over here now. It's like a new function. It's not malachti b'shoina. Hocha lav meumet. Over here you have a shard of a kli. So you place something just sitting in it flat. You don't have it standing up meumet against the walls. It's a shard. So you place the bread sitting in it like a pan. Hocha lav meumet. So it's not considered b'shchiv. It's not considered malachti b'shoina. So that's where Rabbi Yehuda says that it's also letalto, it's eini tolin, because it's taka considered not the original kli, so mele it's mukta, and it loses the function of the kli, because na me'em alachta rishoyno. Zog the last gemara before the Mishnah, heid Rabbi Yosi mishum Rabbi Eliezer ben Yankov. Rabbi Yosi was made in the name of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yankov. Al shivrei tanu yoshon, the shvorm of a tanu yoshon, sheni tolin b'shabbos. That's one din. And on the kisui of the tanur, that you can be metaltlit, and it doesn't have to have a handle. It's a shame kli without the handle too. Omer Avina, keman metaltlin ha'idno. Like whom are we metaltled today? Kisui the tanura, the mosa mechasya, the kisuim, the covers of the tanurim of the city mosa mechasya, the einlem beis achiza. They don't have a handle. According to whom do we allow metiltle of a kisui without a handle? So the more command, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yankov. That's Rabbi Eliezer ben Yankov shita. They eat only the base yad to be considered muta letalto, and it's muta even without a base yad. We'll stop everybody by the Mishnah, the bottom of Kuf Chofei Omer Aleph.